The biggest talk of the town right now is the coronavirus. And in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you my views on this topic and how by you having the right mindset, you'll be able to actually push through these tough times. You know, with all the restrictions on the travel and emphasis on safety, I feel that it is very important for us now as a community to turn this fear into a much greater blessing that we can give back to the world. Because each one of us are powerful on our own. And if you're able to just be mindful of the seven things that I'm going to be sharing right now, we can really make a difference in the world. So let's dive straight in. Hey there, Sids here. Just want to thank you for tuning into this podcast. And I'm going to be sharing with you the seven different ideas on how you can really overcome these tough times during the coronavirus. Because, you know, a lot of things are happening in this world. Big businesses are slowing down. You know, the travel and tourism industry is crashing. So many businesses, they have to change their plans. The stock markets are tumbling. There are so many things that are happening right now. But I think it's very important for us as individuals to be mindful that we have the power to change things in our own life. And that's why I want to be sharing with you these seven different concepts. Okay, the first concept is, let's stop binging on social media and all the news. I think there's enough of negativity out there. What I would recommend for you is to stop watching all these news channels. Just get the info what you need to stay aware of. And don't just consume all the media and stuff for like hours and hours a day. All you need is 5 to 10 minutes per day. Go and watch the updates from the most important and official websites, and that's all you need. Okay, so my first point to you here is stop binging on social media and stop soaking yourself in all that negativity out there. My second tip for you is, I think it's important for you to go deep into learning new skills. Because now when you have more time in your hands, there is so much that you can actually learn online. Why not you use your brain power on more productive things than just going endlessly watching all that news on coronavirus? Make a list of things that you really want to learn and start feeding your mind with the things that you've been putting aside for years. Learn a new language. Learn some technical skills. Learn how to impact people with your knowledge. This is the best time for you to now reflect back on some of the things that you really want to learn and put that into an action plan. The third tip I have for you is, it is something which is personal to me, but I think it's important. With all of this stuff happening in the world, you may be questioning to yourself, why is this happening? You know, why are bad things happening to good people and all this stuff? And I think sometimes situations like this actually triggers that emotion inside for us to dig down deeper to find out on our true purpose in life. So I think it is also a time where you can dive deep into spirituality and other concepts that can help you reflect from within. Because when you have this precious time in your hands, please use it well. If you ask me, rise up early before the sun rises, read scripture, or read any of these timeless literature that can feed your mind with eternal concepts. Because you resonating and soaking yourself in some of these concepts can help you focus on the much larger picture of life. Now, if you meditate, if you have any other process that helps you connect with your Creator, please go ahead and do that, because this is a time where you can actually go inwards. My tip number four is stop endlessly staring at your phone. I know this is an addiction. Even for me, it is an addiction sometimes. And I have to really look at the stats on my iPhone to remind me that, you know, you got to stop binging and you need to start doing things which are really important. So my recommendation to you is to stop endlessly staring at your phone and start to spend more time with your family. Because with so much of time that's going to be there in your hands, where you really don't need to travel. Your family is going to be sitting at home. Your kids are going to be at home. Your parents may be at home. Your spouse is going to be at home. Start to have those deep and meaningful conversations which you've never had for years. Okay? You cannot give an excuse right now that you're busy. Because most of the companies, most people are actually sitting at home right now. And you have that time. That's my point number four. Number five is something which is very important. Start to use this time to contemplate on a much bigger future for yourself. One thing that I do on a daily basis is I write my goals, 2 pages of goals, 10 pages on each, 10 goals on each page. And if you can use this time when you're sitting at home, you're thinking about what you can do, if you start to fill that time with setting a big vision for your future, that's really going to make a difference. Because I was just looking at a video by Dr. John D. Martini where he talks about the importance of living a life with purpose. Living a life with your highest values being right on the front. And when you are able to live each day with your highest values on the front, no virus, nothing can actually come and enter your system, because your immune system is triggered by your highest values. And those people who don't have meaning in their life, who are just living life day by day, and they don't have a reason to wake up every morning, those are the people who actually get affected by these viruses. So start to contemplate and set a big vision for your future. Number six is another thing which you can start doing, because you're going to be at home, you're going to have more time, is start to build digital tribes and communities around your expertise. Discuss ideas over Zoom without having to travel. If you're really, you know, if you are an expert in a particular topic, you know, make a mastermind of that group. Create a WhatsApp group, get everyone together, read some topics together, discuss with each other, start to exchange knowledge. Because when you start to inspire each other positively, then you can truly use your brain power to contribute back to the world. So that's my sixth point, is start building digital tribes and communities. And finally, number seven is the more logical thing. Stay safe, stay clean, eat healthy, be hygienic, and consciously build your immunity with the good habits and a strong mindset. Because I believe that this whole experience that's happening globally is nature's way of hitting the reset button to remind us of the greatest gift that we have right now, which is called life. And I want you to make life more purposeful. I want you to make life more impactful. The world is now giving you an opportunity to breathe and reflect and to make your life more useful and more meaningful on this planet. Okay, now if you've been hearing this podcast and if you're able to resonate with this below, and if you're listening to this on my blog or anywhere else, I would love to hear your comments below. Please share your comments below, and I would like to personally read them and reply back to them. And if you want to like step into this journey of inspiring and impacting the world with your knowledge, I would love to invite you in my next webinar. Just go to sids.co/freedom, and I would love to meet you live and explain to you new ideas and new concepts on how you can build a super profitable business without any office employees. Cheers, and God bless. Siddhartha Rajshekar signing off. Bye-bye.